Good evening. Just gonna give you a few minutes to come on in, and if you can, please share this. This is gonna be not a lengthy one. I'm gonna give you what thus says the Lord, and then we're not gonna hold you a long time tonight. Blessings to everyone that's joining us. Blessings to everyone that's joining us. And I pray that you had a blessed day in the Lord today. I know one thing, God is faithful. He's faithful and he's worthy to be praised. I'm just grateful for another day that he's given us to. Blessings to you, Pastor Karen. Blessings to you. Amen. Blessings to you. Asking those that's coming on, those that are coming on, please share this. Again, it's not going to be a long one, but I want to give you what thus said the Lord. Amen. Blessings to you, Pastor Karen, and Elder Laws. Blessings to you both. Blessings to you both. Father, in Jesus' name, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank you just for being God. We thank you for just being merciful and kind towards us. God, you're so good. You're so merciful. And God, we just love you so much. God, we just praise you so much. We give you the glory, God, for just being God. Thank you, God. Even in this pandemic, God, you're still revealing yourself. Even through us, God, and I pray and I thank you and I glorify you. I give you the praise. I give you honor, Lord. As we go into this lesson tonight, Lord, let Derek Parker decrease so that you will increase. Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, let it be acceptable unto you, God. You are my strength and my redeemer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. God bless every one of you. Amen. Welcome to Discovering Your Purpose with Pastor Derek. And This is just a good time just to be alive. This is a great time, amen, for us to just embrace what God has in store for us. And I'm just grateful for this season. I'm just grateful for this opportunity for us to come into his presence. And I know God is just up to something really great. God is good. And he's worthy to be praised. Orlando Flo, my brother. Blessings to you, man. Blessings to you. And I'm just looking for, just looking towards what God is doing and what he's getting ready to do. Amen. Just before we get started, I want to give everyone this information. And if you can mark this on your calendars on Sunday, May the 31st, before we get started, I want to give everyone this information. On Sunday, May the 31st, via Facebook Live, on our Purpose City Church Facebook page, this is our church page, we're going to be doing a prophetic roundtable. And this is, again, Sunday, May 31st at 2:30 p.m. Please mark your calendars. May 31st at 2:30 p.m., we're going to be doing a prophetic roundtable, and it's going to be, and the title is going to be, Where is the Church Headed After COVID-19? Where is the Church Headed After COVID-19? Listen, you want to be a part of that. You want to tune into it on May 31st, and I'm going to announce it again on next Sunday and on that next Tuesday, so that way you can join us. But we really want you to be a part of that so we can hear what God is saying and where the church is going in the next season. So that is not this Sunday, but the next Sunday, May 31st. Please like and follow our Purpose City Church page so that you can, that's where the live is going to be at, so that you can be a part of it Amen. So, and we'll give you more information on that next week. We'll have our flyers and everything. We're just waiting for one more preacher to confirm. We're just waiting for one more person to confirm. And then we're going to get the flyers printed out so that, you know, you can be a part of that. And that is where the church hit it after COVID-19. Blessings to you. I'm doing wonderful, Orlando. Blessings to you, man. I hope you're doing well, too. Amen. So again, Sunday, May the 31st at 2:30 p.m. Please mark it in your calendars. Amen. Now, let's get to the Word of God. Tonight, I want to do a teaching on hungry for more of God. Hungry for more of God. I'm just so grateful. Amen. My daughter Faith is watching. Blessings to you, Faith. Apostle Sharif Thomas, blessings to you too. Blessed, from Matthew 5 and 6, it says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessings to you, Minister Eric Johnson. Amen. For they will be filled. This is a season for us to increase our hunger for God, increase our hunger for the things of God. This is the season for us to really get hungry for more of God. Amen. Because God want to do so many things and so much more things for us, his people. But our hunger has to exceed expectation. God, let me tell you something. God loves hunger. He loves the sense of hungry people. People that's hungry for more of him. People that recognize that they can't make it without him. People that recognize, God, I can't live, I can't breathe, I can't even make the next decision without you. We got to understand that what God want to do, amen, what God want to do, you know, our hunger is going to thrust God into doing more for his people. We got to develop such a hunger for God and for the things of God in this season, amen. Seven things I want to share with you real quick. Number one, being desperate for God. We got to be desperate for God. Amen. We got to be willing to do anything for God's presence. Understand this. Are you willing to give up certain things? Are you willing to turn your plate down? Are you willing to turn off the television? Are you willing to turn off social media for a season just to hear God? You know, Even during COVID-19, check it. Even during COVID-19, God has us strategically in a position where we can only trust him. He has us in a position where we can only trust him. Trust him at his word. Because we got to understand that everything that God has promised, he's going to fulfill it. But we got to trust him. We got to trust him like we've never trusted him before to do what he said he's going to do. The problem is we look at our situations. We look at, you know, the things we're going through, and we make our final determination as to how things are going to go because of how things are going, instead of saying, God, you know what, I know it's so chaotic right now, but God, I still trust you. I still believe you that you're going to make a way out of no way. I still trust that you're going to fix every situation and fix every problem. Why? Because you're God. And you're God alone. We got to understand that when God make a decree, when God makes a promise, he's going to fulfill it. Amen. But we got to, the thing is, even in the midst of chaos, we got to be hungry for God. We got to give God glory. We got to give him the praise and give him the reverence, knowing that he's going to do and what he said he's going to do, especially for his children. And we are his children, those that are blood washed, those that have given our lives and ourselves to him. We are his children. We are the children of the Most High God. Listen, we have to be so desperate for God that we're willing to give up any and everything for him. I know sometimes we don't want to, there's a lot of things we don't want to give up, but we got to be willing to give up everything, everything to God, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. So everything in the world already belonged to God, but it's just a matter of everything that God loaned you, we got to be willing to, God, I offer it up to you. I offer my children to you. I offer my family to you. You have to be able to offer your everything to God. Why? Because God is everything. God will provide for you. God will make a way for you. God will do exceedingly and abundantly above and beyond for you. Check it. When you look at how Abraham had such a love for God, he was willing to give up his own son Isaac. Even though God promised Abraham that his son Isaac many nations was going to come out of Isaac. So, but you got to understand, this is the thing. Abraham had to have the faith to know, well, God, if God wants to kill him, I know that God will somehow raise him back up because of the promise that God made. But because of his faith and his obedience, God said, no, stop what you're doing, stop. I just wanted to test your faith and see if you would have done it if I asked you to do it. And because of your obedience, I'm going to bless you like I've never, like none other. And so understand, your sacrifice, the blessing is in the sacrifice. The blessings are in the sacrifice. So are you willing to sacrifice for God? Are you willing to make ways out of knowing that God will make a way out of no way? Are you willing to sacrifice everything you got for God? Amen. So being desperate for God, knowing that willing to do anything for God's presence, even breaking certain man-made traditional rules. So check it. Sometimes you got to be willing to break certain man-made rules to get closer to God. Because you got to understand, this is not about religion. But this is about our relationship, to build our relationship with God even the more. So God is calling us, people of God. God is calling us to greater heights, deeper depths. He's calling us to come up. We want to challenge our faith in this hour. He's challenging us. Are we going to trust him, or are we going to believe what we see instead of what he spoke in his word? Amen. So we got to believe God, that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. But the thing is, we got to be willing to give up ourselves so that God will be glorified. Amen. Because God is not going to always show you everything. I said this on Sunday in my message, that even in a prophetic declaration, sometimes we get prophecy, and then after we get the prophecy, sometimes all hell break loose. And sometimes, depending on what breaks loose, will cause you sometimes to doubt what the prophetic word that was given to you. Now, you got to understand this. Now, prophecy is in part. We know in part. We prophesy in part. Therefore, you know, we got to understand that because we know in part, we prophesy in part, God is not going to reveal to you everything. In other words, even the things that you're going to have to go through, sometimes God is not going to reveal that to you, but your only posture is to trust God through your storm, through the obstacles that you're going through. God wants you to trust him. Amen. So, number two, so many in the body of Christ are hungry for more of God. We got to understand that there are so many people that are just hungry for God. There's so many people that are saying, God, I need you. God, I want more of you. God, I'm desperate for you. I can't make it without you. There are people that really realize that we need God more than anything, and that's willing to go after God. Let me say this. I know we want to, you know, we'll run to YouTube, we'll run to Facebook Lives and different things, and there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with getting good word from, you know, different people. But I'm gonna tell you this: the best revelation you will ever get is on your knees. The best revelation that you will get is when you're on your knees praying to God. So it's important that you get on your knees or lay on your face or whatever your prayer posture is, because you don't have to necessarily kneel, because you can kneel, you can lay prostrate, you can walk, but that moment with God, that time that you're spending with God, that's the time you're going to get so much revelation from heaven downloaded into your spirit that is going to push you into your purpose. It's going to push you into, that fulfilling that hunger inside of you. Amen. You got to understand, when the Bible said, blessed are those that are hungry and thirsty after righteousness will be filled. You got to understand, that also means when you're really hungry, you're going to do what's necessary. You're going to do what you need to do to see that everything that God has for you, because understand, everything that God has for you, certain things, when you begin to see God, when you begin to see, there has to be a seek. There has to be a seek for God. You have to understand that your seek has to be greater than things. Amen. Your seek for God has to be greater than wanting things. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom, the righteousness of God, the kingdom of God, everything about the kingdom. That means seeking God first. Then everything else will be added unto you. Check it. When your seek for God exceeds your everything else, I'm telling you, even your desires will change. Why? Because understand this, the purpose of God for your life is far greater than what you seek. Check it. Some of you may have desires to do one thing. You may want to go to college for one thing, but you got to understand, but then God might have a different call on your life. When you're walking in God's purpose for your life, you're going to be more prosperous than you could ever imagine. You're going to see more people come into the kingdom than you can ever imagine. Why? Because you're in the will. It's not about, you understand, this thing is not about me. It's not about me making more money. It's not about me having the finest cars or whatever. Because understand, God will blow your mind. God will bless you in so many ways that you can even imagine. But the thing is, you got to be in the will. You have to be in his perfect will, in alignment with his perfect will, so that everything that God has for you, amen, you'll receive it. Understand, Satan know how to bless his people too. But understand that when Satan blesses people, guess what? The blessings that Satan have will only give you temporary pleasure. Because trust me, when God blesses you, you're gonna be filled and satisfied, amen. Because he's gonna do it above and beyond your imagination, amen. So we gotta let's develop a hunger for God. Number three, I wanted to say this. Instead of bashing sinners, check it. Instead of bashing sinners, let's deal with their thirst. Let me say it again. Instead of bashing an unbeliever or a sinner or those that's fallen in sin, let's deal with their thirst. Amen. That's what Jesus did when the woman at the well, who was married five times and was living with a man who was not even her husband. Amen. He did not give her a lecture on her sin. He dealt with her hunger and thirst issues. This is what we got to do. We got to deal with the person's hunger and thirst issues. We got to do that. Amen. Let's deal with their hunger and thirst issues. And when we deal with their hunger and thirst issues, then God can, the Holy Spirit can do the adjustments in their life. Amen. And that's the thing, because a lot of times when people have not encountered God, they're going to look for love in the wrong places. They're going to look for things, the wrong things in the wrong places. Because why? Because they have not encountered God. Check it. It's impossible to encounter God and still be hungry. Let me tell you something. A lot of times people get touched, but it's not a real God encounter. You know, so and the purpose for God touching their heart is so that you can build a relationship with God, you know, so that you can grow in grace, so that you can recognize, okay, God, I need you. So when we really encounter God, your life will never be the same. It's impossible for us to encounter God and our life remain the same. Amen. It's impossible. Amen. Many are still hungry because maybe check this out. Many are still hungry because maybe for some of us, our presentation of Christ has to change. My God. Sometimes your presentation of Christ, if you're dogmatic with people, then you have to change that. Amen. Because the Bible said, love with loving kindness shall redraw them. With loving kindness, we have to be loving and we have to be kind towards one another. That's how we draw men and women to the kingdom. Amen. Having, you know, loving kindness will we draw men. Let me speak specific. Jesus was compassionate. I just talked a few moments ago about the woman at the well, who had many husbands, but the method that Jesus used to draw her. Understand this principle. Sinners ran to Jesus. The unbelievers ran to Jesus. Think about this for a moment. Are sinners running to you or are they running from you? Are they running to you or are they running from you? With Jesus, sinners ran to him. Why? Because his method was life-changing. They loved Jesus because Jesus was not dogmatic with them. We have to draw them with loving kindness. Amen. Amen. So our presentation of Christ have to change, because if we really want people to know the real Christ, we're the lifestyle. And I've heard Bishop Ralph Dennis said this years ago. He preached a sermon. We are the Christ in the earth. We are the Christ in the earth. And if we're the Christ in the earth, that means that when people see us, they should see a reflection of who Christ is. They should see God working in us. Amen. This is, you know, if we want more people to hunger for God, they have to see God. If we want to see unbelievers hunger for the true and living God, they got to see God through us. Amen. They have to see God through us. I got three more things I want to share. Number five, until you encounter God, you will continue to look for love in all the wrong places. And what I mean by that, you can look for sin, alcohol, nicotine, perversion, porn, lust, and other sinful addictions will be your coping mechanism. Amen. So what I'm saying is, you know, God want to be your source, not these things, not pornography, not alcohol, not lust or anything. God's saying, I want to be your source. I want to be that source that fulfill your hunger. See, a lot of people are hungry, they don't know where to turn to, but I guarantee you, the moment they see the real Jesus Christ, the moment they see the Christ in us, I'm telling you, do me a favor, write in the comment section, if everybody that can, I want Christ to be seen in me. If five of you can do that, please, I want Christ to be seen in me. Those of you, type that in the comment section. I want Christ to be seen in me. I'm telling you, this is a season. I want Christ to be seen in me, Derek Parker. I want Christ to be seen in me. I don't want Derek Parker to be seen. I want Christ to be seen in me. Some of y'all type that for me, please. I want Christ to be seen in me. It's really important that if Christ is seen in us and through us, I'm telling you, we're going to see such a harvest of souls come in the house of God. We're going to see so many people come in. I want Christ. Amen. That's right. Keep typing. I want Christ to be seen in me. I want Christ to be seen in me. I'm telling you, yes, yes, yes. I want Christ to be seen in me. Amen, man, man, amen, amen. I'm just at a place that I just don't want me. I don't want this flesh to be shown. I want Christ to be seen in me. I want when people see me, I don't want them to see me. I want them to see Christ. I want Christ to be seen in me, through me. When I talk, I don't want to talk out of flesh. I want Christ to talk through me. When I look at you, I don't want to look at you through my eyes, because if I look at you through my eyes, I'm gonna look at your past. I'm gonna look at what you've done, and that's where check it. If I look at you through Christ, I'm not gonna even see what you did in the past. I'm not gonna even see what you presently doing. Why? Because I'm only going to see what God's plan for your life is. I'm only going to see the plan of God for your life. That's my only posture, is to see what God's plan for your life is. Amen. Man, I'm telling you, this is going to stir up a hunger in other people when they see, when we let our lights shine before men, so they'll see our good works and glorify the Father in heaven. I'm telling you, when they see the Christ in us, it's going to stir up something in them to want to know the same God and the same Christ that we know. Amen. I want Christ to be seen in me. I'm telling you, when Christ is seen in us, when they can see the Christ in us, I'm telling you, oh my God, people won't have a choice but to change. People won't have a choice but to say, man, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to know the same Jesus that you're serving? Because I want to serve that same God that you're serving. This is how we get crowns when we leave this world. When we leave this world and go to glory, this is how we get our crowns. Why? Because of the life and everything that we do on earth. Amen. Everything that we do on earth, amen, amen, is going to be a part of the crowns that we receive in heaven. That's why, check it, that's why I don't do stuff to please people. Whatever I do is to please the Father. Because I know that if I'm pleasing God, that's the only thing that matters. Because it's not about pleasing people. Amen. My brother Sam Marshall, blessings to you, brother. It's not about pleasing people, because understand this, if what I do for people is to impress you or to please you, the Bible says you already have your reward already. But if what I do is to glorify God, then I got great rewards coming to me in heaven. And that's what our posture is, not to please people, not preaching to please people, but so that souls will be saved, so that people will be edified, so that people will be drawn to the kingdom of God. That's our posture. That's our purpose. The next one. I got two more. You must be willing to replace your desires for God's desires in your life. Your life will stay unfulfilled and unsatisfied until you do. You must be willing to replace your desires for God's desires for your life. Your life will stay unfulfilled and unsatisfied until you do. Check it. Whenever you're outside of God's will, you ever see a person, person in college, every 6 months, they change their major. They change their major. I'm just in college, but I really don't know what I want to be. sometimes we have not taken the time to really seek God, concerning what is it that you would have me to do. Sometimes we really got to seek God instead of seeking a desire. Yeah, sometimes, I had a desire to be a school teacher when I was younger, but that wasn't my call. Amen. Some of us have a desire to do certain things, but that's not our call. And when we do those things, we don't last in those things, and we have a life that's unfulfilled and unsatisfied because we're not in the will. Amen. Let me tell you something. You'll know when you're in the will, because things in your life will just be going upward. Things in your life will be just going upward. You know, and the money wouldn't even really faze you. But you know that God will still supply your needs. Amen. Even if you wasn't making six figure, God will still supply your needs, and you'll, for some reason, you'll be better off than some people that's making six figures or more. Why? Because you're in the will. And understand, when you're in the will, God have to provide for you. God have to supply your needs. Why? Because God said he would do it. When you're in the will, God has obligated to make sure that every need in your life is fulfilled. When you're in the will, Now, when you're outside of the will, then again, I said this one last week, when you're outside of the will, you're no longer covered. So God is no longer responsible when you're out of the will. This is why we have to stay in the will, so that God's covering will stay over us. Amen. So our will have to be replaced with God's will for our lives. That's the only way that things will go smooth. That's the only way that things will flow, because there will not be a flow if we're not in alignment with the will of God. There will not be a proper flow. Amen. The last one I want to share with you, awaken your hunger for God through fasting and praying. I know that Jesus told the disciples, this kind cometh out but by fasting and by praying. There's some things that will not happen in your life unless you fast, unless you pray. Sometimes we gotta turn them TVs off. Sometimes we gotta turn our plates down. Sometimes we gotta get in a place that we're going to fast and seek the face of God. Why? Because we understand that there's some things that's not gonna come to us unless we get into our secret place, until we get into our secret closets, until we seek the face of God. God is looking for worshipers. John 4:24. For God seeketh those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We have to worship God in spirit and in truth. When you're hungry for him, you're going to do whatever you need to do. Amen. God, I thank you for this opportunity, God, for the word. That we pray that this word was a blessing to many of your people that's on here tonight. And we give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. And I'm going to give you this opportunity. Now again, we're closing our hunger for God. Listen, God wants you. He loves you so much. And when we really give ourselves to him, so that he can use us fully, I'm telling you, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, it hasn't even been revealed in the heart of man the things that God have in store for them that really love him. And I promise you, when you really love God, the Bible said, if you love me, Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If you love God, you'll get in his will. You'll find out what you was created to do, and you would fulfill it. You will get in that will. Get under his will. Amen. God loves us. Yes, he do. He loves us so much. Amen. That he gave himself for us. And because he gave himself for us, the best thing we can do is, in return, is to give ourselves back for his service. and be his servants in the earth. Amen. If you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, if you've never given your life to God, I want to give you this great opportunity just to give your life to God and just say, you know what? I just want Jesus more than anything. I just want his presence on me. I just want his love. He did die for me. He did sacrifice his life for me. The least I can do is give my life to him and find out what it is that he would has called me and created me to do so that I can be the best kingdom citizen in the earth that I can possibly be. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, or if you want to rededicate your life to Christ, because understand, just because you go to church, you can still be in a backslidden state. Church attendance doesn't mean you're in good relationship with God. Understand that. Church attendance doesn't mean you're in good relationship with God. You can, because going to a church house and having that relationship, that one-on-one relationship with Jesus, is two different things. I want you to have a relationship, a one-on-one relationship with the Father. If you're on here tonight and you're saying, Pastor Derek, I want to rededicate my life to God. I've allowed things and life situations to cause me to walk away from God. God is calling you back tonight. He's calling you back tonight. Pray this prayer with me. And I'm gonna say this, please don't do it because I'm asking you to do it, but I want you to do it from your heart. Say, Father, it's me. I'm asking you to come into my life. Change me. Fill me with your spirit. Wash me. Help me to be everything that you've called me to be. I accept your son Jesus into my life right now. And I make him Lord. He is my Lord. He is my King. He is my Savior. And as of now, I am saved. If you prayed that prayer and you really meant it from your heart, do me a favor. Text me. Text our church ministry center at 443-240-0962. Again, that's 443-240-0962. Text us your name, your email account, email address, and just let us know I gave my life to Christ or I rededicated my life to Christ. Please do that for me. 443-240-0962. That's our ministry center line. And just let us text us. Let us give us your name, your email address. Let us know either you've given your life to Christ or you rededicated your life to Christ. We just want to encourage you. Amen. We just want to email you some encouragement. You know, just to let you know, we're going to be praying with you. And, you know, we're going to be there. We're going to definitely be there for you. Amen. Our staff at Purpose City Church, we will be praying with you and for you. One last time, 443-240-0962. Please text us at our ministry center number. Amen. Before we get off tonight, please write this date down. I want you to... if you're not connected to our church page, or if you're not, or if you're on here for the first time, you're on this Pastor Derek Parker, a public figure page, please like and follow this page. Please do that. Please like and follow. We just want to, every day I want to, you know, just encouragement so that we could just, you know, you can go on and just hold on, even though, you know, even during the storms, you know, I just love encouraging people. I just want to continue to encourage you to push on and to go forth in the things of God. Amen. One last thing, and I'm going to let you go. Sunday, May 31st, not this Sunday, but the following Sunday, Sunday, May 31st at 2:30 p.m., we're going to be doing on our Facebook Live, on our Purpose City Church Facebook page, we're going to be doing a prophetic roundtable. This will be the prophetic roundtable, and the discussion will be, where is the church headed after COVID-19? We got some panels that will be joining us. I'm just waiting for one more person to confirm. And then we're going to get the flyers out this week, prayerfully. And so that way you can be tuned in. It'll be on our Purpose City Church Facebook page. Please like and follow us at Purpose City Church on our Facebook page. You're going to look for the purple PCC logo, and that's our page, amen. Starting the first Sunday in June, we're going to give you, the last week prior, we're going to give you the new address where we are, but our new service time, if we'll be at 4:30, our new worship time will be at 4:30, and prayerfully, we're just watching, you know, the state and everything. And we're going to follow the state's regulations and everything. We're not going to, we're not trying to force nobody to come to church right now because, you know, we still, this thing hasn't really fully passed yet. So, but in the meantime, we're going to continue to do virtual services now. We will be doing it this Sunday at 2:30 p.m. on our Purpose City Church page. Please join us. We got a word from God for you. Also, you know, you can also subscribe to our YouTube channel at Purpose City Church, amen, and you'll get our updates and our sermons and our worship experience that's going to bless your life, I'm telling you. Please, you know, you can also go on our YouTube and subscribe at Purpose City Church, amen. Listen, I love y'all with the love of Christ, and I pray God's best for every last one of you, amen. Listen, this Sunday, please invite a friend to our virtual worship gathering online, the Purpose Experience online, 2:30 p.m. At Purpose City Church, our Facebook page. Join us. Amen. And I pray that you'll go back and even listen to this video, share it. And I pray that it bless your life. Amen. The thing is, we just want to make sure that the people of God is being blessed and empowered. Amen. That's our main focus, is that you're blessed and empowered in this hour. Amen. Thank you again for joining us. We'll be back on next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the purpose for discovering your purpose with Pastor Derek. Amen. God bless you.